I wrote a song called Pineapple Rag, and I was having trouble thinking of a tune for it. And then I discovered that Scott Joplin had also written something called Pineapple Rag, and my words fit his tune so perfectly, it seemed a match made in heaven. Pineapple Rag. This is the story of the pineapple rag. Listen and learn its point well. Well, see, there once was a man who had a bucket of rags. He'd use a new rag for everything he'd clean. For example, there were juice rags and milk rags, ketchup rags and cocoa rags, and rags just for nectarines that he'd stepped on. There were peach rags and apple rags and apricot rags, and there were plum rags and rags for cleaning ale that had bubbled over. Tea rags and beer rags, coffee rags and Sanka rags, they filled up his pail. Then one day he made pina coladas for a couple of friends, and as he made them, the front door buzzer rang, and he rushed to get it. Just then, he knocked a can quite by mistake, and subsequently, he heard a bang. And he looked around and saw that the pineapples were all on the floor, and so he grabbed them and put them in the drink. Who would notice? But the juice that was left would be a telltale sign. He took a rag from the sink, never noticing that this was the rag he used for custard. He never looked, he was too flustered. It could have been for borscht or mustard. Long as it cleaned the floor, he just used it 'cause he didn't have time for careful screening. No time to probe its deeper meaning. It was a good rag, it did the cleaning. He opened up the door, and his friends came in and sat down and talked and ate a lot of pretzels and drank pina colada. And he put on a Bach toccata just so this part could rhyme. As the time went on, his friends sat around while calmly nursing pina coladas and conversing, smiles in the eyes of every person, having a splendid time, till he noticed that something was bugging him. He didn't know what. It was a feeling that something wasn't right. Could it be that he had left on the stove? Oh no, he knew he couldn't have, 'cause he hadn't cooked that night. But he went into the kitchen, and then he saw the thing he had done. He'd used a custard rag inadvertently, but he wasn't shaken. He told himself, the rag can be for pineapples, and no one will know but me. My new pineapple rag, what a rag. I've learned something from you. Now I know it's been a drag with all these rags, when I could use just two. Maybe one would do. I'll take my spoons, used for prunes, try to use them for pears. I think they'll do, and if they don't, no one knows and nobody cares. Maybe this could work with other things, cords and strings, cans and bottles and jars. This idea could heat our homes, grow our food, make fuel to run our cars. We could take the things we throw away every day, try to use them instead. My extra rags I'll use for bags, or a patchwork quilt for my bed. And now his ketchup rag has been recycled, it's a laundry bag. And now instead of throwing out his trash in the garbage bin, he has a stove and heater to put it in. And his pineapple rag has been embroidered, and it's now a flag, which says that maybe we could save this world and use it again if we remember this pineapple rag.
Thank you.